Wednesday, July 19th. President didn't have any schedule today, so I spent the whole day sitting around pondering things. Wanted to get into quite a press planning deal. Feels that Kissinger should do a team from each network, and that Ehrlichman should too, and that the president should start doing some individuals from the networks. He told Ron to work up a plan, and we got together this afternoon on it. Ron analyzed our whole press relations situation, thinks that we're in basically pretty good shape, that we should not have any abrupt change, that we have the proper level of contact now, but we should increase our activity within the present framework by more press conferences and more contact while we're on the move. He thinks also the key staff should be more readily available by phone and in personal contact. President said we should use McGregor, should start immediately with Kissinger, meeting with groups and individuals, that we should have individual meeting. He should have individual meetings with Cronkite, Chancellor, Reasoner, and Smith, and then also a group from each network. Ehrlichman should do likewise, and probably Connally. Then the question of what the president should do, it was agreed that before the convention he'd do two press conferences, one in the office, one on TV, but no press or TV individual appointments. After the convention, on a spontaneous basis, he would start seeing individuals off the record and a press conference shortly afterward in California, plus the press reception on some social basis. He'll turn down all on-the-record interviews. During the campaign itself, he would increase the contact and our level of activity. Press conference every 10 to 15 days, Ziegler recommends, plus a gradual increase of on-the-move contact. We shouldn't change our posture, Ron feels, but just build gradually. We may be able to work something out along these lines that will be productive. President got into an analysis of McGovern, says there's a conclusion we've all missed. The McGovern shift to his moderate position will be allowed by the press and by his people, because the radicals on the left want power, while the radicals on the right want conscience. The liberals are destructive of the establishment. The right want to conserve the good things. The left will never let McGovern compromise on power, that is, control of the party, but they will let him compromise to get power. Goal is power by any means. They do not believe. The press are anti-establishment. They don't believe in the president, so they will do all they can to get one of theirs in. So our whole goal must be to keep McGovern hard on the left. He got into some general schedule planning. He's agreed to go to California after the convention, have a big homecoming and some big meetings, then to Hawaii for the Japanese meeting, wants a crowd there also. Then a plan for Labor Day, maybe in Chicago or somewhere. Also the question of whether to do a Chicago parade at the American Legion appearance, but we agreed later we should not. He feels so we should do some motorcading because McGovern can't. Maybe we should motorcade San Diego. We should look for things that McGovern can't do that we can, such as motorcades and big rallies. He feels, though, that the rally is outdated. You don't make news that way. You don't convert voters, but you do generate excitement and momentum. At least they did, but the question is, do they still? The best way to excite the largest number of people, however, is a motorcade. He wants to consider the use of telethons and Q&As from an audience or from phone calls. He feels we have to counteract the McGovern idea that he talks to people and we don't. So we need to look for how to make news, how to excite people and build momentum, how to do things McGovern can't do, how to swing voters that we need. A Q&A does that, a rally speech doesn't, a thoughtful TV speech does. Got into some Agnew discussion again. He feels that Mitchell and I should move soon on it, that we should make the announcement and cut off Javits' maneuver to undercut him, not let him and Agnew and Eagleton build it up. He had three ways that we could do it: have McGregor go out and announce it, have Agnew go out and announce it, or have Connally go out and do it on Meet the Press this Sunday, which would knock McGovern off the Monday news, and then Ziegler could confirm it and Agnew react, which might be a pretty good idea. President, on his own, called Sinatra in Monaco this afternoon to ask him to sing at the Italian Prime Minister dinner at the Kennedy Center. Sinatra prefers the intimacy of the White House. President suggesting maybe we do it there in the East Room and televise it. Connally called to say that the most important man to all of us in this Democratic thing is Marvin Watson, who's entirely with us all the way, has all the files and so forth, but is executive VP of Occidental now. We don't want to hurt him professionally. Armin Hammer wants to see the president regarding his Russian deal, so Conley talked to him, told him we have to have Watson. Hammer said if the president asks and really wants him, he'll work it out. So Conley wanted me to set that up today, which I did. The president will see Hammer tomorrow. He also says that George Christian has agreed to come full-time as director of information, and says that Dwayne Andreas saw Wallace yesterday, and something's going to be worked out there. We'll get a report on that apparently tomorrow. Watergate thing flared up again today with a problem on Bart Porter's testimony, which will start the implicating of Magruder. We decided to go ahead with that. Mitchell and John Dean have spent a lot of time working out the details and apparently think they have something developed that will work out all right. End of July 19th.